dish is going to the show and I'm just a regular guy. So I saw that new movie, Richard Jewell. Hey, remember this guy, Richard Jewell? He was the security guard at the Atlanta Olympics in the 90s. He found a bomb and he was hailed as a hero until he wasn't. They ended up accusing him of being the bomber. Now, how could that happen? Well, the movie directed by Clint Eastwood tells its version of the story. See, Clint shows that Jewell was either a sort of pain in the butt by the book guy or a highly efficient security guard, or a combination of the two. He was a real stickler for rules and regulations that rub people the wrong way. He took his security job seriously, but the real cops, they didn't give him the same courtesy. So the Olympics are going on. There's this park where there's concerts and stuff. He finds a bomb in a bag, and he alerts everybody. The bomb squad comes in, and then, boom, the thing goes off. There are casualties and everything, but his alertness saves a lot of lives, and he becomes the hero. He's on a Today show. He's in all of the papers. He makes his mother proud. But then just as fast, the FBI says, hold on, because he fits the profile of a false hero, and suddenly he becomes a suspect and he becomes a terrorist in the eyes of the world because the story gets leaked and, so to speak, it gets blown up. Okay, so crazy story but true, and Clint tells it in his straight ahead, no nonsense style. Although the movie has become controversial because Clint's come under some heat for the way he shows the real life woman reporter from the Atlanta newspaper who broke the story, played by Olivia Wilde, as a pretty wild character who got the leak from an FBI guy who's played by John Hamm by using sex. Okay? She kind of seduces him. Everybody who was involved in the real life story says that's a bunch of baloney at best, and it's a hatchet job on the media and the FBI at worst. That's what they say. Well, time for that kind of stuff seems a little suspect, but it's Clint. And whatever you want to say about him, he gets great performances from all, especially Paul Walter Hauser as Jewell. This guy don't even seem like an actor. He makes this mope totally believable. He makes you feel bad for him, too. Kathy Bates as his mother is awesome. And, of course, Sam Rockwell, who plays his attorney, full of Rockwellian attitude and indignation at how somebody like this could even be treated. He's pretty great, too. You may not remember this story or even know that it happened, but there's something to be said that Clint takes the time after all of these years to try and clear the guy's name, Richard Jewell. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get those at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.